What's up? It's your boy MGZ, aka Mike Jones, aka Controversial Jones.
And it's your boy Mecca, aka your boy Moochie, man. We're gonna keep it like that. What's going on, Mike?
What's going on with you, Big Mooch? The Gooch?
Nah, shit. Steady dealing with this punk ass bullshit, man. You know what we going through.
Yeah, man. You know, shit. It seems like it happens every day now, don't it?
Pretty motherfucking much. I mean, this shit ridiculous, man.
So, did you see the video of the shit? You see how they just did my man's, man? That shit just like all bad, man.
Man, the crazy thing about it is that, I don't know, I'm be honest, man. What kind of upset me so much is that when I first seen it, right, the dude that was who was filming it, how you not throw a rock or something? Do something, nigga, and run. You just sit there and watch this motherfucker get killed, man. I don't know, man. I'm different, man.
Yeah, man, motherfucker. You know, some people don't want to, you know, get in trouble with the law, you know? Because they would have got their ass beat. There ain't no doubt about it.
I mean, who's to know, man? Shit. If that's the word about killing a motherfucker, you might would have at least got him up off a motherfucker, man.
You know what bothers me the most about this type of shit, though? Every time we have an incident like this, you know what bothers me the most? Is those people who always, not all cops are bad cops and all this other type of shit, you feel me? And I say, a silent cop is a bad cop in this type of situation, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hell yeah, we're the good cops in these situations. We're the cops that all cops, not bad cops. Okay, where are them cops at though? Mm-hmm. They standing right there beside they fellow boys in blue, man. They ain't standing up for it. They committed to that shit, man. That's all they ain't gonna. Not one time has I ain't seen no cop really stand up and say, hey, man, this is bullshit. You know what I mean? You know, fuck my job. I seen a female cop or something where she was, you know, a few years ago, exposed some shit and just she was fed up. But where the real nigga cops? Where the real niggas at that, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, this is some bullshit. Where they at?
Well, first of all, I'll say this. In defense of them, I guess, you know. Black officers is frowned on in the black community. So a lot of officers aren't of color. And if they are of color, they don't relate to us. You know what I'm saying? Of color.
Well, I'm gonna be honest. Down here in Dallas, it's a lot of black motherfucking cops.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. In the city, yeah.
You know, it don't matter if it's a lot or a little. I mean, goddamn, somebody got to stand up, man. I mean, your job, a job is a job, man. I know that's a job, and that's all it is. To me, I mean, at the end of the day, man, if you don't stand for nothing, you're going to fall for anything. So if your job is, like, being you from expressing yourself and really, like, damn, you know, motherfucker, it really ain't right, man. No, man. I mean, police officers don't make that much motherfucking money.
And they take their job just overly too seriously, bro. You know?
That's because they're above the law. They feel they're above the law. They are the law, so they feel they're above the law.
We couldn't even deal with the brother in Georgia getting killed first, you feel me? Before this shit pop off. Then, like, what people fail to realize is that it's been several other people that has been killed unarmed by the police after that brother in Georgia, but yet they don't get no type of media attention or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what though, Mike? On some real shit, I mean, we've been saying, I mean, every time something like this happens, we've been saying the same old shit. But it's going to take for us to find a way to come together and put our own shit into play. Blacks, we really gotta, we don't understand how much we need to come together and just really, you know what I mean? And unless we come together, man, and really like see shit for what it motherfucking really is, man, the shit just gonna keep on going. We're gonna keep on filming. We're gonna keep on protesting, marching, rioting, fucking up the police station, doing all that. But until we start hitting them where the motherfucking shit hurts the most, which is economically, when we really get our shit together, when we can, like, I was watching Brother Bennett. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but you know, he was saying how we need to put together a community of people that can police our communities. And of course, not for free. It's gonna take money. Like, if we can get 2,000 people to put up $20 a month just to, you know, give the people that's gonna patrol our communities money to finance, because of course, if we trying to get people to protect our community, they can't just do it for free. They still got to take care of their family. Because at the end of the day, ain't nobody going to sacrifice nothing if they ain't sacrificing for their family first. So we got to put in place something to where we can financially put together a police to police our own neighborhood. So instead of calling the police, we got this going. Instead of calling the police, we're going to call whatever this and this is, you know what I'm saying? Whatever this alliance is, whatever we put together, whatever it is, and it got to be 100% legal. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To where whoever work in these communities and policing these communities, they need to have insurance on themselves and their lives and shit like that. It's a lot to it, but I was just listening to him today. But, you know, it's a lot of motherfucking communities trying to put together shit to where we ain't gotta be calling the motherfucking police. You know what I'm saying? We need to police our own communities where we know brother Mike Jones. We know Mike Jones, man. Okay, he over here. We know what he got going on. So, you know, somebody call, hey, what's going on? It's a dispute. Oh, I know Mike. He doing this. He ain't this and that, to where we can settle shit. Because motherfuckers is calling the police. The police coming to the scene, not knowing shit, not giving a fuck. They scared of niggas. Then they half-ass.
Man, they not scared, man. That's the same shit they always say, bro.
He posed a threat. Motherfucker, the way that motherfucker was on dude's neck, nigga grown-ass 40-something-year-old man begging for his mom, and his mom ain't in sight. You got his motherfucking foot on his neck. And then your fellow officers, you just watching. Like, hey, come on. Why nobody can say, hey, okay, come on, let's just put him in the back seat. None of that shit, man. They know what they doing. They know they getting away with this shit. They killed this man. Ain't nobody been arrested. He just, you're fired. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Man, listen. We see this play over and over and over again, bro. Over and over.
We're Buffy. We're the no, the don't vote. You can't get our black votes. Okay, this, where you at now, nigga? Is your ass in Minnesota?
You know what I'm tired of seeing, though, bro? Just honestly. What the fuck was that, bro? I'm tired of seeing this Benjamin Crump dude, bro. You know, the activist lawyer.
And the bus, the ambulance chaser, ain't that what they called him?
No, that's the nigga that was Trayvon Martin's lawyer and all that other shit, you feel me?
Yeah, they called him the ambulance chaser because he don't get to doing shit until motherfucker dead, and then the ambulance, then he get the, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I can see why they call him that. That nigga, man, he ain't won shit for our people, bro. Yeah, he constantly run run to him in police brutality? You know?
Because he ain't doing nothing that's proactive. He reacted afterwards. Nigga, you know what's going on. You know what's been going on. Put together some shit that could prevent this shit. Put together some shit that can prevent this shit. Not motherfucking, oh, another dude died. Okay, call me. We gonna protest. We gonna see what we can get. And no, fuck that shit, man. We need to come up with some shit to prevent this shit. And, man, it's time, bro. Black, we gotta wake the fuck up, man. We gotta come on with the come on. Now, I ain't saying fuck it, let's go kamikaze and no shit like that. But at the same time, man, just like you see, they got a law in Indiana where if the motherfucker, you feel like the police unlawfully coming to your house or trying to do something to you,
you can kill them.
Your car, your home, you can bust their ass, you can shoot their ass. You know what I'm saying? You can defend. That need to be law. That should have been law. They know damn well these police is motherfucking just. Man, they having their way, man. I ain't even calling them police. These Klansmen is having their way, bro. These is Klans members, man.
Yeah, man. They and you know what's so crazy? That the FBI know these people is like this too, and they not doing nothing. They still hiring them, letting them go through with the process.
Bro, the FBI is the black man's worst enemy. The FBI has took down every leader that we've had in America. Every leader. Under motherfucking J. Edgar Hoover, nigga. That gay ass white motherfucker, he took down every black leader we ever had. Any black power, any black thing that we did to try to better our community and better ourselves, they made us a threat, an American threat. They made us a terrorist threat. The black the Black Panthers, motherfucking Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, he abolished all that shit. J. Edgar Hoover, the Federals, the Feds.
Yeah.
You know, the crooked ass motherfucker who had dirt on all the politicians, and that's why he got to have his way. Just like the gay motherfuckers do. You know, them gay motherfuckers, they get some dirt on your ass and hold that shit against your ass.
They won't get no dirt on me. They ain't got no dirt to get on me.
Yeah, hell no. But I'm saying that's what he did to the American government. That's what he did to them. That's why he had so much power.
Yeah, the longest running director of the FBI ever.
Hell yeah, the most corrupt motherfucker. I mean, this motherfucker did so much illegal shit to take down motherfuckers, man. Oh man, come on, man. That was the he is the Hitler for us. Every leader, anything that we had going that would have put us somewhat in the running with white motherfuckers, man. Every program we had, anything that was pro black and that was even positive. That motherfucker made us an enemy of America, man. He made us an enemy of America, man. That J. Edgar Hoover, man, he was a motherfucker, man.
Well, you see they rioting up in Minnesota and shit, bro, you know. And I'm seeing a lot of different ethnical backgrounds participating in this, you know what I'm saying? And what I always say is this, bro.
Like, they doing their thing in Minnesota, man.
Until we get more white folks to support and see that this is wrong and they tired of this shit too, we not gonna change nothing, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, they not, man.
I ain't gonna say we need niggas gotta find a way to get along, man. We gotta find a way to get along and get ahead, because even like it, we so against each other to where right now, even right now, man, you look at it. You're going to see media personalities like, oh, this the new black media. This ain't the old black media. They was this and that. They was in their coon ways. They this and that. Now, everybody claim they pushing for the black. But if you really sit back and go through all these podcasts, all these radio stations, all these little TV things, And really sit back and look at the shit, man, we still doing the crab in the barrel shit. We ain't trying to come together on no shit. It's right. Some, oh, them old niggas is this, and them old niggas and this is the new way to do it. Well, okay, that I understand that, but we got to cut that division shit out. That's what we fucking losing. That's why we can't get. That's why we at where we at right now. We can't find no. A nigga can't find a common ground.
Man, that's because that shit's instilled in us, bro. From years of teaching us self-hate, bro. They taught us self-hate.
What they call it, the Stockholm Syndrome.
Man, bro. Like, niggas don't want to see each other succeed. Niggas always, you know, like, they see somebody doing something, they want to do the same thing. Like, find your own lane, you know what I'm saying? Like, do your own thing, bro. There's plenty of ways to skin a cat.
Hell yeah. And like I tell motherfucker, man, if this what you do, cool. Let me fuck this chicken. You just hold the goddamn feathers, man. Stop trying to do what I do. If you came and try to down me because I'm doing it, is big me up, man. Shit.
Yeah, tell me what I'm doing wrong too. You feel me?
Exactly. I ain't got no problem with constructive criticism. It's enough money for us. Please, come on, man.
So during this time, during the pandemic and shit, right? So I don't know if you know who Jeff Bezos is, right?
Who is that?
The owner of Amazon.
Okay. Oh yeah.
So before the pandemic, I believe his estimated net worth was like $300 billion. He was like the richest man in the world already, right? Well, the pandemic been going on, what, 2-3 months? Something like that, somewhere in there?
About 2 months. I'll give it 2 months.
Well, no, this man's going to be the first trillionaire ever, bro.
Yeah, and his punk ass cut the, in order to make it that, he made sure he cut the pay he was giving his workers, too.
He ain't cut the pay to them. Not an Amazon.
Man, he was cutting. He had gave them that bonus for the pandemic shit. They said he cut that shit back so that he can be the, you know, he can reach that goal of being the first trillionaire faster.
Yeah.
You ain't
heard that? I ain't heard that.
Yeah, I've seen that a couple places. But I think he had time to clean that shit up before, you know what I mean? So. But yeah, hey. But of course, I mean, it ain't even no scam in that. Motherfuckers couldn't go nowhere, couldn't do shit. All they could do is order shit.
And they did that, man. They stopped, man. They got shit so fucking backed up, man. It don't make no damn sense. I ordered some shit from Amazon. They talking about July.
Yeah, shit. Nigga took my Nipsey Hussle posters. Motherfucking damn near a month to get here.
Shit, I've been waiting on my Crenshaw shit, man. My marathon clothing shit, man. These motherfuckers ain't even sent me a tracking number. It's been motherfucking 3.5 weeks. They keep sending me the same type of email saying we haven't forgotten about you. Well, bitch, where's my shit at?
Shit, I damn near forgot about y'all. I'm glad y'all reminded me. Shit.
Hell no, I ain't gonna forget about that goddamn shit. I need my motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit, bro. But yeah, though, it's like we couldn't even get over the brother in Georgia, though, getting killed, you know. At least they did make those arrests. And it does look like they're trying to pursue charges against the district attorney. You know what I'm saying? Which is about damn time, because a lot of district attorneys in these type of situations should have some type of, you know what I'm saying, charges brought up against them for letting some shit like that go, bro. Like, some shit is just obviously wrong, you know. And this is one of those incidents. The Aubrey dude in Georgia.
That shit beyond obviously wrong, man. They know, man. That shit been going on. This shit been going on since slavery, man. That's the cold part about
it. They just changed it up, bro. They changed it. They got better. You know,
it's like, man. I'm gonna go. I just really feel we totally fucked up when we fought for all the civil rights, man. We should have been getting economic rights, man. We should have never motherfucking been wanting to get be around. We wanna get on the white bus. We wanna sit where the whites sit. We wanna eat where they eat. Man, that fucked us.
You think literally. So?
Yeah, man. We were fighting for the wrong shit. We was fighting to sit with a motherfucker. We was fighting to sit at a table that wasn't gonna serve us no food because we ain't even had no money to pay for our fucking meal. We just want to sit here, say, and smile like niggas. Yeah, I get to. Yeah, now I can fucking eat at. I can take a drink out of the all white fountain. Give me a all white pie. But you can't buy it. But we could have when we had our own buses, we had our own taxis, we had our own grocery stores, we had our own banks, we had our own. We was cool, we was good, we was doing our own thing. We was doing shit that would have made America follow trend because they doing that anyway. Every motherfucking thing in America, man, been follow suit from us. And this would go back to the last segment that we was talking about when we was talking about asses and shit. Like, it don't make no sense. Black people, like, who really made fat asses famous? Fucking Kardashians. They got their body done. They got them asses. It was like, damn, white bitches with asses? Oh, shit. Then what the black girls do? They go get asses. Then come Nicki Minaj. We already got asses. Now we got super big asses. Look deformed.
It be the chicks with no ass. So, we want the ass.
Yeah, this is what we did, Mike. So the white women want to be like us. So they medically enhanced themselves. We seen how they look. And then we said, damn, we gonna go get some big booties too. Now we chasing trying to be like them, trying to be like us. What the fuck? It don't make no sense.
I don't know if I agree with that, but you do got some points, you know? But I feel like black folks more so, you know,
but
like,
it makes sense.
Yeah, it do. Totally do. But I think the thing is, black women or women of color sometimes try to do what the white girls do, like as far as the hair and shit. Come on, man. Our hair ain't never been that motherfucking good, that straight. You know what I'm saying? And they want to go get the bundles and shit with the straight hair, you know? Our shit has always had some type of texture to it. You feel me?
For a reason.
So, I feel what you're saying on that, you know, but
our hair texture is for a reason, man. You know what I'm saying? We've been trying to straighten our hair. We've been trying to look like them, man. If it, you know what I mean? Come on, man.
You know another thing that's just like get on my damn nerves though, man. Like during this, you know, these type of situations when this type of shit happens. Is all these motherfuckers talking about starting a revolution and shit, and they ass ain't gonna be on the front line. So y'all sitting out here telling everybody what y'all would do if this was y'all in the situation. Oh, we'll tear that motherfucker up, tear it up. But y'all not gonna be out there tearing shit up, throwing shit at the police, bro. So why is y'all sending other people off, bro? You feel me? Like, don't tell somebody to do some shit that you not gonna do yourself. And we got a whole bunch of people all of a sudden want to be Malcolms, you know? We tried the Martin way, and shit didn't work. Nah, let's get turned Malcolm. Man, you niggas ain't Malcolm.
Nah, they ain't got. Niggas liable to tell on your ass.
Niggas ain't liable, okay. Niggas will. What you talking about?
Was you this and that? I'll let you go tonight. And so who were you marching with? Because we will... You know, we really were just trying to be positive. Me and my homeboy, Derek, you know, such that niggas, come on, man. You know how niggas is, man. Niggas don't, like I said, like we said from the start, niggas gotta learn how to stick together, man.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck thing about that, man. Shit don't affect niggas until they hit close to home.
Yeah. Then they want everybody to ride
home,
for them.
Then they all in. You know what I'm saying? But if it ain't hitting close to home, it's like, yeah, I feel you, man. But you know, man, shit. Whatever.
Yeah, just like the corona shit, bro. Nobody's, you know, interested in it until it hit home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And motherfucker wants to do, man, it might be too late sometimes, bro. You know? But, hey, man, it's the world we live in today, man. Social media, you know, runs everything.
Yep, social media and just...
And they influence a lot.
The public opinion means everything nowadays, man. Public opinion. Back in the day, it was all about what your parents thought or what your game. Man, I don't want my grandmother thinking this. I don't want them to see that. Now, man, fuck that. As long as you can get props on social media, shit, that's all that matters. That's why motherfuckers pull their phones out before they throw a rock at a police choking a nigga to death. You watch the motherfucking then put all the saddest shit in. Oh, man, police this, police that.
That's
man,
not right. That's not right. What is he doing? Get off of him.
Exactly, nigga. Now just imagine. Now, if that ain't no way to when I'm sitting with my brother get choked out, my mama, I don't give a fuck. Nigga, it's a wrap. We both going out then.
I'm my mama, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Shit. Of course, I'm going to try to find a way to do it where I can get away with it. But I'm just, man, the way that dude was on his neck, man, y'all could have, come on, man. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck. Somebody, everybody, man, they got all these pistols in the hood. They got this. Nigga could have called a distraction that could have saved that man. Any motherfucking thing. Motherfucker sitting there just watching and filming and shit. Fuck that.
They do that all too often now, though, man. Like, they'd rather put some shit on WorldStar than save a motherfucking life.
That ain't gonna save no life. You just filming the motherfucker's life in. Shit, stupid motherfucker.
Well, you know, some people, they'd rather have that
clout.
Yeah, they clout chase, bro. You know, that's the main thing now, so. Motherfuckers just, I don't know, man. I just can't even battle with the fact that, you know, motherfuckers love, it's just the world of cell phones, man, and cameras, bro. I mean, it's a good thing because these officers are being kind of held accountable, but
Ain't shit else being done, man. Break
kind of held
accountable. Cause they ain't even arrested. So how you being? Cause they got fired. That ain't being held accountable.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying kind of. That's why I said kind of. You know, because I wouldn't say that they being held accountable because they not. You feel me? Now when they get behind bars and get some charges, then they being held accountable.
I'm gonna be honest, man, if I was a celebrity and I had all that money like that, man, I'd be like, I don't know, I'd be trying to put together some shit, man. Like, come on, man, we gotta.
Well, I mean, they putting pressure on the police department because I did read that you know, like the University of Minnesota and shit. They would no longer, you know what I'm saying, like, do contracts with Minneapolis PD for, like, large events, including, like, football games and shit like that. So, they losing money.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is, I'm talking about some proactive shit. We need our own police to police the police against us. You know what I mean? We need motherfuckers in position.
Listen, bro. Hold on. Check this out. Listen, bro. It's 50 white men armed with ARs can brush and go in the fucking state capitol and nothing happens to them, bro. Nothing at all happens to them. What the fuck make you think that they gonna allow niggas to get together and come up with some shit like that? You know, something to police the police. You know? They shut that shit down like the Black Panthers and everything else. You said, but yet the Ku Klux Klan is not considered a motherfucking terrorist organization. White supremacists and all these other militants ain't considered, you know what I'm saying, that type of shit. But yet, the Black Panthers was. Come on, bro. It's against us.
We got to know the law and know the loopholes and know what we can do and can't. Because the Black Panthers, they was able to do that. They was able to come and stop police from, the police pull somebody over. They pull up with their guns. You know what I mean? Like, hold on, no, I can have my gun. What you arresting this brother for? They was able to do that. You know what I'm saying? But then, motherfucking, once again, go back to J. Edgar Hoover sent bullshit punk ass nigga who he might have arrested, that the feds or the police might have arrested for some minor charges, and say, okay, we're gonna dismiss this shit, but we need you to go undercover to the motherfucking Black Panthers and do this and see that and plant this and do that. And you know, that's how they did it. It was totally unfair. We ain't know. So it can be done because they did it by law. They could carry guns and they could show up, and we can do that, but niggas just,
it'll be a different outcome, bro. Totally different
outcome. What would be the outcome? There ain't no Chad Bro Hoover no more right now.
Man, the outcome would be what it's always is with Black folks, and they fear for their life when they see Black folks. Murder. That's what it'll be.
It's already murder, nigga.
Yeah, but it's gonna be more murder if they see, hey, man, a whole bunch of Black folks.
Storm going. Come before the sunshine, man. You don't enjoy the sunshine without the storm. I mean, shit, it ain't like it's really sunshine right now. But shit, it's like saying, you know, fuck it. You know, we just gonna have to just keep dealing with it the way we dealing with it, and then, you know, sooner or later, you know, it might get better. That's all we saying.
Well, that's about the end of the show.
I ain't
bro.
Telling nobody to go kamikaze, but man, fuck that shit, man. We please. We gotta come up with something. We just gotta take time. It might take 20 years from now, but shit, man, we got kids that still gonna be alive then. And then to me, it's worth it. If niggas always saying we do this and we do, I do this for my kids. I do this for my future. Well, goddamn it. We doing it back in time. Because in the 90s, you know, motherfucking, we tripped out just because motherfucking Rodney King got his ass beat. You know, these motherfuckers is killing. I mean, it's we going back in time. The way they do. I mean, nigga, it's been in the last 2 years, like what, 80 to 90 motherfucking Blacks, men and women, been killed by the police.
Unarmed,
no reason, no nothing. And how many of them been prosecuted? So we just gonna keep on, you know what? You know, hey man, we just can't sacrifice. We ain't sacrificing. If we ain't standing for shit, and if we ain't willing to go to war with this shit, we just settling. Like fuck it, you know. Hey, sooner or later they'll stop. They gonna stop. Hey man, the one we gonna keep on putting it to them. Like hey man, y'all need to fire these officers. I need to send these officers to see. Fuck that.
Let me see how you feel about this right here, right? So it says, Trump asked the DOJ and the FBI to expedite the George Floyd death investigation. So now Trump getting involved and putting a, you know, expediting it, you know what I'm saying, speeding it up. Well, how you feel about that?
Well, speeding it up what? The trial? Speeding what up? Getting him arrested?
The investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't gonna take three months or something like that. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to
have he they got fired? Have they been arrested? So they were fired. They evidently was in the wrong. Why haven't they been arrested or charged with any criminal act? Fuck Trump! All that, that's bullshit. We're gonna speed up the investigation to see if they should be arrested. Evidently they did something wrong because they were fired. They didn't give them a paid leave, desk duty. No, you're fired. You did something wrong. Okay, that means motherfucker, why ain't they arrested? Why have they not been charged? I'm trying to hear that shit, Mike. Fuck Trump. Investigate these nuts. They need to, they keep on, they all, they want to do all this investigating on if we get our reparations. Yeah, that's what they quit. They use that, we're going to investigate. We're going to, man, fuck that shit. That, them words, man, that they, we so used to hearing them tell us that. It's like when Terry on them was down here the day before they left. I'm going to be honest. I ain't voting for neither one of them motherfuckers that's them two motherfuckers, Biden or Trump. Why? Because it's ritual. It's what we our black ancestors, they died for us to vote, this and that. Yeah, guess what? They died for the wrong motherfucking cause. Because we've been voting for Democrats, we've been voting for Republicans, we did both, and they did flip-flop, and we still ain't got shit. We still ain't got no black agenda. We still behind. We still getting killed. We still the bottom of the motherfucking totem pole. If we ain't directly putting money into their campaign, nigga, we ain't doing shit. So what the fuck you voting for? You voting for, okay, I'm going to get bit by a cobra or a rattlesnake. Man, please, fuck that. How about I'm not even take that choice?
I totally agree with you, bro. All these motherfucking, it's a couple hundred million people in the United States, and this is the fucking Democrat y'all gave
right.
us? Are you fucking shitting right. me, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, come and on, they, man. This gotta
this,
be like...
This how they trying to clean the shit up and make it, well, when y'all voted me, he gonna vote in a black female vice president.
Yeah.
Mike. These niggas, man, this man. Shit crazy, man.
They trying to buy the vote, bro. You feel me? And they trying to, they're like, we'll give you this. This red meat. Look at this red meat. Look, we're gonna dangle this shiny object over your head and offer you a female black vice right. president. Are you fucking shit, bro? This is the nigga that y'all got for us to vote
because
for?
Because they know. They done painted the picture that Trump is so bad that niggas is just, I don't give a fuck who we vote in, but we need to get Trump out the office.
Yeah, man, this fucking ain't gonna work.
And the thing about it is,
I see that man winning again, you know why? Because niggas ain't gonna go out and vote
for him. You feel me? This is the thing. I'm no Trump supporter. But I may be motherfucking dumb. I may be, you know, I just might not have it. But I mean, I don't see nothing in particular that Trump has did so far besides run his mouth that has harmed me or my lifestyle. And the reason I'm saying that is because it ain't like motherfucking Bill Clinton did nothing to benefit my motherfucking lifestyle or my life. It ain't like Obama really benefited. I'm motherfucking like, oh, Obamacare. Oh, nigga. Come on, man.
You got a point there, though,
man. Come on, man. Obama was
it's a
black.
Lot of people that feel that
Obama
way,
was the black president that just gave us a sense of pride that it was a black president.
We had somebody in the man in the yeah.
That's it.
Else.
Obama really helped the motherfucking gays become a higher citizen on the totem pole than the blacks, because they got all the rights.
He did.
They benefited from straight that up. Shit. Niggas ain't benefit from Obama besides we had a black president. Yeah. Ooh, my yeah. Other than that, please. Shit.
You're making some valid points. Some people ain't gonna like
that. I don't give a fuck. It's real. And at the end of the day, be honest. During this time, motherfucker laid off. And mark my word, 10 years from now, motherfuckers gonna be like, well, shit, at least that nigga Donald Trump did give motherfucker them stimulus checks. And nigga, hey, I was on unemployment, nigga was making more money than I was when I was working.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? Trust me, that's going to be a conversation. Yeah, he ain't shit. He ain't shit. He don't give a fuck. He just, everybody know, man, you're a motherfucking businessman. And like we said a long time ago, man, Donald Trump been bars and rap songs a long time. We had money. So, please, man. Joe Biden, he's smart as hell. He political. He know that shit.
Man, that nigga ain't smart as hell. That nigga fuck up all
the time. This
what
I'm saying. He's smarter than Donald Trump politically. So that's what he think he gonna win at. That's what he doing. It's all, you know, all fine and dandy, but motherfuckers, niggas that ain't been paying attention to politics and they just started paying attention to politics, they don't know what he did in the past that really harmed us. That really, you know what I'm saying, took black men out of our homes and shit. That nigga had a whole bunch to do with mass incarceration too. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
So shit, man. Who you gonna vote for? The cobra or the snake?
that don't sound like a good choice for either one.
Like, how do you want to die? Drown or burn to death?
Mm. All right, well, it was a good show, man. Appreciate chopping it up with you as always.
Hell yeah, man. And I'm be honest, man, this show was like a vetting session to me. I couldn't wait to talk about this shit.
A lot of people need to wake up, man.
Yeah, serious, man. But hey, Mike, once again, man, keep me posted on the status of Vegas for when we come down there, man, so we can be prepared, man. I know it's probably going to be hot as fuck because it's already 107 in that motherfucker, so yee!
Yeah, man. Shit. I definitely will. But
yeah, keep
appreciate everybody for tuning in.
Yes, indeed, man. And everybody, y'all stay safe out there and y'all tune in and get y'all knowledge up on this political shit, man, before y'all go do voting. Motherfucker be voting.
Yeah, next week we just need to talk about Joe Biden, man. We just need to put his record out there for everybody to know who they voting for instead of just trying to vote Donald Trump out because they don't like the way
he talks. Right. Just vote for be voting. Shit, our votes count. And we seeing that. That's why they trying to. Anytime president say if you vote for Donald Trump, you ain't black. What? How the motherfucker can you? It's 2020. Motherfucking presidential candidate said if you vote for the motherfucker that ain't me, you ain't black. That's some crap, boy. Woo. We need some real.
Keep that for next week. Keep that for next week,
man.
And I'm
all right.
One.